The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field, which a person finds and hides again, and out of joy goes and sells all that he has and buys that field." Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for fine pearls. When he finds the pearl of great price, he goes and sells all that he has and buys it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net thrown into the sea, which collects fish of every kind. When it is full, they haul it ashore and sit down to put what is good into buckets, what is bad to throw away. Thus it will be at the end of the age. The angels will go out and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. "Do you understand all these things?" They answered, "Yes." And he replied, "Then every scribe who has been instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household who brings from his storeroom both the new and the old." The Gospel of the Lord.
We are all called to be saints. All Christians in any state or walk of life are called to the fullness of Christian life and to the perfection of charity. Today and every day, God the Father is inviting us to conform our lives to the life of his Son, Jesus. Listen again to the words of St. Paul in his letter to the Romans, which we just heard in our second reading. "We know that all things work for good for those who love God. For those he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, so that he might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And those he predestined, he also called. And those he called, he also justified. And those he justified, he also glorified." The sound of these beautiful words from Holy Scripture fill us with awe and hope. Yet these same words are often misunderstood and can lead us to confusion if we do not take time to understand what St. Paul is trying to tell us. My dear family in Christ Jesus, pray with me as together we contemplate the Scriptures. Let us together seek to understand first the context of the letter to the Romans. Second, what God is saying to us through St. Paul. And finally, how we might begin to conform ourselves to the image of the Lord's Son, Jesus Christ. First, let us explore the context of St. Paul's letter to the Romans. The letter to the Romans is all about the drama of sin and salvation. It is the story of God's love, spurned and rejected by sinners, and Christ who was sent to rescue humanity through his sacrifice on the cross, through his death and resurrection. Romans is about the consequence of sin, which is death, salvation through Christ, whose death justifies those who are united to him through baptism. The well-known scripture scholar Scott Hahn says, "Few writings have influenced the history of Christianity, of Christian thought, quite like Paul's letter to the Romans. Though the letter is short, the impact of Romans has been seismic." Predominant themes in the letter of St. Paul's letter to the Romans include the goodness of God the Father, the redemption of Christ the Son, and the requirements of living the Christian faith. Today's passage from Romans is leading us up to the very crescendo of the whole letter, where Paul powerfully proclaims, "What will separate us from the love of Christ? Will anguish or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or the sword? For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor present things, nor future things, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." The triune eternal God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, loves you beyond all measure. This is why the Father sent his only begotten Son to die for you and for me, so that through him we might have life and have it abundantly. With this context in mind, let us now turn to today's reading and what God is saying to each of us. Recall these words we just heard: "For those he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son." In other words, before the creation of the world, from all eternity, outside space and time, God has had you in his heart and mind. Do you hear the loving voice of your Father speaking to you? "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I dedicated you." You were created in the image of God, by a God who knows you and loves you. You were created for a loving relationship with God. This is at the heart of the Scriptures. God loves you and wants you. What Paul is saying is that because you are known and loved by God, that is, foreknown, God created you to be in union with himself, that is, the predestined, right? He created you to be in a loving union with him. Therefore, he calls you out of the darkness of sin and ignorance so that you can be justified by Christ's grace through the sacraments, leading to a participation in the glory of Jesus who rose from the dead and now sits at the right hand of God the Father. All of this God desires for you. However, the awesome privilege of being beloved sons and daughters of God also comes with the responsibility to conform our lives to Christ. Do I live my life in conformity to the image of the Son of God? Have I sold everything to buy the field where the greatest treasure is hidden? Am I willing to give up comforts, worldly pleasures, earthly treasures, and even my life in order to purchase the pearl of great price? Or am I like a bad fish caught in the net, that once I am brought to shore will be separated from the good and thrown into the fiery furnace? It is undeniable that God loves me immensely, that he loves you immensely. God loves you, each of you, without exception. He loves you not because you can offer him anything, but out of an undeserved, free, and self-emptying act of love. St. John tells us, "Whoever keeps God's word, the love of God is truly perfected in him. This is the way we may know that we are in union with him. Whoever claims to abide in him ought to live just as he lived." My dear family in Christ Jesus, we were made to be saints, and we are called to live lives of holiness. Let us turn to our beloved Savior, who is present to us in the Holy Eucharist. Let us grieve our sinful follies. Let us seek his mercy. Let us conform our lives to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, who opens his heart to us in his body and blood given to us on this altar. Jesus, meek and humble of heart, make our hearts like unto thine. Amen.